Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and we have a great show for you coming right up.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Something smells good. Today's topic is home.
And our title is Let's Learn to Cook. Let's learn to cook. So Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, Ben needed to learn how to cook. Taylor helped him and gave him some kitchen lessons.
That's right. I think Taylor makes a very good teacher. Well, right now it's time for us to read it together. Here's Peter to help us.
Ben and Linda have all the ingredients for cookies. Ben mixes them with a spoon to make dough. Then he puts little pieces of dough on a cookie pan. Then he puts the cookie pan into the oven. Ben can cook now. He doesn't just use the microwave. He can follow recipe directions. Maybe he can make another dessert.
You know, Peter, I need some ingredients. Do you happen to have any eggs?
Yes.
Oh, great. Do you have flour?
Yes.
How about sugar and salt?
Yes and yes. Why do you ask?
Well, I want to make cookies too.
You want to make cookies? Oh, great!
Yes, I do. So, do you have garlic, onion, and some lemons too? I have a special recipe for some special cookies.
On second thought, I don't have any ingredients for cookies. Friends, how about let's just go to Jack and learn our key words.
Hello, 今天 Linda 要教 Ben 做饼干。首先 ，Ben 说他用汤匙把所有的食材混合均匀。He can mix them with a spoon. 名词汤匙就是 spoon。搅拌均匀之后，食材就会变成面团，他们就可以用面团来做饼干了。面团就是 dough。He mixed them together to make dough. Ben 一下子就学会做饼干了。Alex 说 ,Ben 现在不再是只会用微波炉的人咯。Microwave 就是微波炉。He doesn't just use the microwave now. Taylor 说 ,Ben 是很棒的学生，他学习的时候都很专心听，然后遵循老师的指令。He follows directions well. 复数形态的名词Directions 表示说明、指示。既然 Ben 现在会做饼干了，说不定可以请他做一些不一样的甜点哦。甜点就是 dessert。Maybe he can make another kind of dessert.
Okay, we have all the ingredients for our cookies.
Now we mix everything together to make dough.
I can mix it with this spoon.
Yes, mix everything until it's smooth.
Okay.
Now take a little dough and make it into a ball. Then put it on the pan.
Like this?
Yes. When you're done, put the cookies into the oven. So yesterday, Ben had a big problem. He needed to learn how to cook.But Taylor and Linda are helping him.
Ben and Linda have already started making cookies. First thing they do is read the recipe. This tells you the ingredients you need and how to cook the recipe.
That's right. And they have finished reading the recipe. They now have all the ingredients for the cookies. And now it's time for us to go to Jack. He will tell us a little more about this sentence.
Ben 说 ,we have all the ingredients for our cookies. 这个句子直接翻译的话意思是我们有了所有做饼干的食材，但是通常在这种情况下，中文的说法是做饼干的材料都齐全了，做饼干的材料我们都准备好了。所以如果比较一下中英文的句子，你会发现两者的表达方式其实不太一样哦。所以我们要用模仿英文句型的方式来学习道地的英文。来看例句 ,We have all the papers for the car. 设置所有的资料我们都准备好了。 I have all the money for the trip. 表示这趟旅游的钱我都准备好了。
Thank you, Jack. So our friends have all the ingredients they need for their recipe. What's next, Marie?
Well, now they can mix everything together to make dough. Mix. This is a good vocabulary cooking word. When you put everything together, you mix it.
When you clean your laundry, all your clothes mix together. When you take them out of the dryer, you have to separate them.
Yes, and I do that all the time. So they make the dough. But when they're done, they put the cookies in the oven. And here's Rebecca to tell us more.
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson. Grammar point time. If you want to tell someone that they can do something when they are done with something else, you may use this grammar point. For example, when you're done, wash your hands, or when you're done, read a book. This is very useful to English students. So now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Wow, all this talk about cookies is making me excited. So, really, what is your favorite kind of cookie to make?
I like to make so many, but my favorite would have to be chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, mine too. And do you know what drink goes really well with chocolate chip cookies?
Oh, I know. Would that be milk?
Yes, ice cold milk. Well, friends, I think we'll find out what happens next. I bet Ben and Linda make some pretty good cookies. Let's find out. Here's conversation B.
What are you eating, Alex?
Cookies. Ben and Linda made them.
Oh, really? Can I try one?
Sure.
They're very yummy.
I agree. Ben can bake and cook now.
I know. He can use the stove and the oven now.
Right. He doesn't just use the microwave anymore. You and Linda helped him a lot.
In this conversation, Alex learns about cooking.
No, he doesn't, Peter. He just learns about eating. He's eating a cookie.
Okay. So Alex is eating a cookie. Now, our very own Ben and Linda made these cookies. But I don't think they will be very good.
Peter, that is not very nice. Why would you say that?
Hey, I'm just not trying to be mean. I'm just saying that this is Ben's first time to make cookies. So, you know, they could taste pretty bad.
Well, I'll have you know, they're very yummy. And here's a very yummy
calendar phrase.
They're very yummy.
They're very yummy.
这些很美味。
I bake some cookies.
They're very yummy.
Baking cookies takes a lot of time.
They're very yummy.
Baking cookies takes a lot of work.
They're very yummy.
Hey! You ate them all!
Yes. And they were very yummy.
Aww!
They're very yummy.
They're very yummy.
这些很美味。
Wow, so Ben can bake and cook now. Hey, now that I think about it, why did you get to try his cookies, Marie?
Well, because Ben and Linda gave me one.
But they didn't give me one.
Oh, that's probably because they didn't see you.
Oh, that's probably... Wait a second. I was just talking to Ben.
Well, maybe Linda has all the cookies then. She gave me one earlier.
I was talking to Linda earlier, too.
Well, you know, Peter, maybe it's best not to think about that. All right, let's move on. Ben used to just know how to use the microwave. That's not cooking at all. And now he can use the stove and the oven, too.
I really wish I had a cookie.
Well, you know what? I will ask Linda and I will ask Ben to get you some because I know you really want one and you look really sad. I'll make sure you get one. All right, we'll get him one during our break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break, friends. So, Peter, I'm very curious. Do you like cooking better or baking better?
That's a good question. In the winter, I enjoy baking because you can make delicious food for the winter and it keeps your house warm.
Oh, that's very true. Well, I really enjoy baking because I can make things like bread, cookies, and brownies. All right, friends, let's continue with our lesson. Here's conversation C.
Ben is a great student. He listens well and follows directions.
Ben is ready for Chef Oscar's show now.
Yes, he will be fine.
These cookies are good. Maybe he can make another kind.
Or maybe he can make another kind of dessert.
Yeah, maybe he can make a cake. I like cake.
Why don't we go and ask him?
So this conversation starts with Taylor saying, Ben is a great student. He listens well and follows directions. Why does she say that?
Well, yesterday he learned about cooking from Taylor. Before that, he didn't know anything about cooking.
Oh, so why does he want to learn all of a sudden? Is it because he is going on Chef Oscar's show?
Yeah, and I am sure that he will learn more on Chef Oscar's show, too. Usually on a cooking show, they teach guests how to cook something.
And Ben is really good at following directions. Well, right now, we can follow Jack. Here he is to tell us more about this word, follow.
Taylor 说, Ben 是好学生,因为他在学习做饼干的时候很专心地听,然后会照指令去做。He listens well and follows directions.我们要来说说 follow 这个动词。你可能知道动词 follow 可以当跟随的意思用，比如 follow me 跟我来，或者 I can just follow your car 我只要跟着你的车就好了。不过今天 Taylor 说的 follow directions 是遵循听从指示的意思，这种用法在生活中也常常出现。比如说你希望对方要遵守规定，你可以说 PleaseFollow the rules, 或者你可以按说明书的步骤去做，结果成效不错，你就可以说 I followed the steps and it went well.
Thank you, Jack. And now it's time to play Teacher Says. All right, Marie, follow my directions. Teacher says, touch your nose.
Okay.
Teacher says, touch your ears.Teacher says, touch your
elbow.
Teacher didn't say talk.
Well, Teacher Marie says the game is over. And Teacher Marie says, let's stop following directions.
But, Okay, fine. But following directions are important. Look what Ben can do now.
Well, I think he will get better at cooking too. Maybe he can make a cake. I like cake.
Well, why don't you ask him?
Oh, I should. That is a great idea. Ben, where are you? I want you to make a cake.
Well, maybe not right now, after the show. Well, friends, we are out of time and we need to review. So, friends, let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Spoon. Spoon. Mix the ingredients with this spoon.
Dough. Dough. Let's make dough for bread.
Microwave. Microwave. You can cook this in the microwave.
Directions. Directions. The directions are in French.
Dessert. Dessert. My favorite dessert is chocolate cake. Friends, don't forget to practice those keywords. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Okay, we have all the ingredients for our cookies.
Now we mix everything together to make dough.
I can mix it with this spoon.
Yes, mix everything until it's smooth.
Okay.
Now take a little dough and make it into a ball. Then put it on the pan.
Like this?
Yes. When you're done, put the cookies into the oven.
What are you eating, Alex?
Cookies. Ben and Linda made them.
Oh, really? Can I try one?
Sure.
They're very yummy.
I agree. Ben can bake and cook now.
I know. He can use the stove and the oven now.
Right. He doesn't just use the microwave anymore. You and Linda helped him a lot.
Ben is a great student. He listens well and follows directions.
Ben is ready for Chef Oscar's show now.
Yes, he will be fine.
These cookies are good. Maybe he can make another kind.
Or maybe he can make another kind of dessert.
Yeah, maybe he can make a cake. I like cake.
Why don't we go and ask him?
Baking cookies isn't easy.
So, Ginger, where are the cookies?
They're in the oven. I'm waiting for them to bake.
Ooh, so did you follow the directions?
Yeah. First, I mix the ingredients with a spoon.
Mm-hmm. And what did you get?
Oh, really tired.
Well, you got dough, right?
Oh, yeah. And then I put little pieces of dough on a cookie pan.
Oh, good. And what did you do next?
Well, I put them in the oven to bake, and I'm still waiting.
Okay, so when did you put them in the oven?
3 hours ago, and they're still baking.
No, they're not. You forgot to turn the oven on, Ginger.
Oh, no.
Say, Mama.
Mama.
Papa.
Papa.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. And this is my daughter, Sonia. Sonia and I are looking at some family photos. The family photos are pictures of me, my wife, Sonia, my brother, my mother and father, and my wife's parents and siblings. There are many people who love Sonia. I want her to know who they are. What about you? Do you know all of your relatives?
Some people have big families. Others have small families. It's not always easy to know what to call these family members, especially in another language. You all know your parents are your father and mother. Your siblings are your brothers and your sisters. If you have children, they are your sons and daughters. But what do you call your parents' parents? Your parents are your grandparents. Both your mother's parents and your father's parents are called grandparents. There aren't different names for each. Your parents' siblings are your uncles and aunts. What about your children's children? Your children's children are your grandchildren. A boy grandchild is your grandson. A girl grandchild is your granddaughter. Your siblings might have children too. They are your nieces and nephews. Who are the people in your family? Do you have a big family or small family? Try to tell someone about your family in English.
Families are important. Families love one another and help one another. I'm thankful for my family. They're very special to me. And I'm thankful that Sonia can grow up and spend time with these people as well. It is a very big blessing. Well, friends, please say hi to your family for me. I'll see you next time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed learning about cooking. Now, Marie, we talked about cake a little bit. Does your family bake cakes at home or buy them for your family's birthdays?
Well, actually, I bake cakes for a lot of my family members when it's their birthdays. Birthdays are special, and you want their cake to be special, too. So, when I make it, I think it makes them feel good and special.
Yeah, well, my family bakes the same cake for everyone's birthday. It's tradition. Well, friends, we hope to see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.